first pavilion I've seen. Looking forward to seeing many, many more. But I think the creative team have done a great job, and it's an incredible display of Australian idea.
The theme Abundant Australia seems to result in a lot of models, for example. Is it good to have more rather than less?
Sometimes less is more, but I think this is very appropriate in terms of the abundance of the idea and the representation. Fantastic.
One thing that's immediately changed from the outside here is that the pavilion has stopped being quite so white and has become this beautiful, luminous, almost uranium type of colour. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think it's a good shift, and maybe it's the beginning of major change in this location, and perhaps Ronnie D'Estasio's competition might become a real one in due course.
It was a real stimulus for change here eventually. Hopefully that will happen.
Yeah, I hope so too. I think it's time. I mean, this has been a fantastic vehicle for us, but I think it's time for a revisit.
And you've been to many Venice Architecture Biennales before. How does this stack up with other ones in terms of the Australian Pavilion?
I think the Australian Pavilion is the best we've seen for a long time. And, we weren't here for a long time also. And when I was president, we were able to get National Council to support the return of this event. And it's going to continue and get bigger and better as we proceed.
So it's future security here, Australia being at the Biennale?
Absolutely. We're global now.
That's great to hear. Thank you, Bob Nation.
Thanks, Stuart.